Things are moving fast tonight in Venezuela, where military commanders have announced that deposed President Hugo Chavez will be allowed to leave the country, perhaps in just a few hours. NPR's Martin Costi has been following the story in Caracas. Martin, after the military arrested Chavez on Thursday night, they said he'd have to stay in the country and face criminal charges. What changed their minds?
I think they realize it's just too explosive to keep a man like Hugo Chavez in the country. Chavez still has a lot of very loyal and right now very angry supporters, and as long as they believe that he's being held in a military base somewhere here around Caracas, they're going to try to do something to get him out of there. Specifically, many of them believe that he's at a place called Fuerte Tiuna, a big army installation on the edge of town. And whether or not he's there, there have been hundreds, maybe thousands, maybe around 1,000 or more people gathered around the entrance to an army installation, which is not exactly the best recipe for a peaceful city. So I think the army, the military leaders here decided maybe it's better to have him leave the country.
Well, what about the military itself? There have been some reports that some regional commanders were not going along with the new junta.
Yeah, that really is another big danger in all of this. The military here in Venezuela is not united against Chavez. In fact, far from it. Chavez was not a dumb guy in office. He stacked the military pretty efficiently with a lot of his most loyal people, and right now it's a very divided military. It's kind of a explosive mix potentially. Some regional commanders were even talking about not going along with all of this. So given all of that, it just seemed like a good idea to get him out of the country.
The interim president, Pedro Carmona, he's also been backtracking in the last few hours.
Yes, Carmona is the head of the National Chamber of Commerce. Now he's the interim president of Venezuela. He led the whole effort to oust Chavez. The business leaders like him, their chief complaint against Chavez was that he was too autocratic. And now Carmona himself is being accused of the same sort of thing. They say that he just went too far yesterday when he closed Congress, fired the Supreme Court judges, and now he's been leaned on pretty heavily by some of the neighboring countries here, as well as the military itself, which said it wouldn't necessarily go along with Carmona and support him if he went through with that sort of measure, that sort of extreme measure. So now he's reversed himself. He says he'll let Congress meet, that it'll be part of the transitional process for new elections. And also he says that regional governors, even though they are Chavistas, as they call them, will be respected.
So Chavez's Bolivarian movement isn't quite dead yet.
No, not by a long shot. There are a lot of people here who still really believe in this sort of social egalitarianism that he preached and the style of politics that he represented. And there are a lot of Chavez allies in power still, assuming that Carmona follows through with his promise to let them stay in power. So it's a polarized country, and Chavez he seems to have 9 lives, and he may have a comeback in him yet.
Thanks, Martin.
Thank you.
NPR's Martin Costi from Caracas, Venezuela.